Gemara and Daf Kaf Tes Amud Beis. Quotes the Machlokas Shimon HaTemani and Reb Shimon ben Menasi. We've been talking about this Machlokas for a number of days. Shimon HaTemani holds that Velosia Leisha excludes Chai Bekrisis from Knas. A woman who's Ein Bohavaya doesn't get Knas. Reb Shimon ben Menasi says that even a woman who's Chai Belavin also doesn't get Knas. From Velosia Leisha. Isha Haru'i Lekaim. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the nafkamina between the two. It says Mamzeres Unasina. Chai Belavin. Heck, the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Menasi, we know, was one of the Talmidim of Reb Akiva. If he agrees with his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, that Ein Kiddushin Tosim V'Chai V'Elavin, what does he need to introduce this new drasha that Velosi Ela Isha teaches me, Isha Haru'i L'Kaima? Even if he just had Shimon HaTemani's drasha that Velosi Ela Isha teaches me, Isha Sheyesh Ba'Avaya, it would come to the same conclusion. He'd come to the same conclusion, because if Ein Kiddushin Tosim V'Chai V'Elavin, Chai V'Elavin is an Isha She'ein Bahavaya. Even if he didn't have the drasha of Isha Haru'i L'Kaima, he'd also be Mema'e Chai V'Elavin. So, ultimately, the Gemara comes along to say that the case that Reb Shimon ben Menasya needs, the case that Reb Shimon ben Menasya is coming to teach us, is not Bechlal Knas, is Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. Because even Rabbi Akiva would admit that Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol, Kedushin Atov Simba. She's the exception to the rule. She's a case where there is an Isavia, but nevertheless, Kedushin could be Tofsin. That's what we need, the special drasha that Velosi El Isha teaches me, Isha Haru'i L'Kaima, that as long as there's an Isavia, even though Kedushin are Tofsin. Why are Kedushin Tofsin by Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol? What's different between that and other Chai V'Elavin? Well, first of all, it's not Chai V'Elavin. Right? That's point number one. It's not other Chai V'Elavin. It's not Chai V'Elavin. It's only a Chai V'Yaseh. Yeah, but there are some Chai V'Yaseh that we said Rabbi Akiva, according to some opinions hold that ain't Kedushin Tosin Bohem. So why is this Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol different than Yechai V'Yaseh? The answer is it's also Ein Shavah Bakol. Good, Noah Isaacs. Right? So it has two things. Tarati L'Kivus, it's Ein Shavah Bakol, and it's also Chai V'Yaseh. So there, Rabbi Akiva will say Kedushin Tosin, but it's Ein Shavah Bakol. That's the case Reb Shimon ben Menasya meant to exclude from Knas with the Pasuk Velosi Yela Isha, Isha Haravi L'Kaima. The question is, what's the case talking about? What is Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol talking about? Major Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi, what's troubling the Rishonim? Well, why do they have to think of strange cases? Well, because Knas is also a function of Besula. Both the Isser of Be'ula to a Kohen Gadol and Knas revolve around the definition of the woman. Is she a Besula? Is she a Be'ula? A Be'ula is Asura to the Kohen Gadol, a Besula is Muteris. A Be'ula doesn't get knas. Kiyimsa ish nara basula. So if she's going to be a ba'ula, and that's why she's asur l'kohen gadol, so then the question is, why does Reb Shimon ben Menasya have to be mamayit this case to say she doesn't get knas? She's not going to get knas anyway if she's a ba'ula. Why? Basula v'lo ba'ula. So all the Rishonim have to figure out, how can she be a basula vis-a-vis knas? So I'd have a hava mina she should get knas, but she's a ba'ula vis-a-vis the kohen gadol, that she'll be ainu ru'i l'kaima for the kohen gadol. So comes Rashi and says, what's the case? Help me. What's the case? Nivala shalokadarka me'achem. Right? She was nivala shalokadarka, and Rashi is assuming that even though she wasn't nivala kadarka, she's not a basula vis-a-vis the pangal. She's viewed as a ula, but she still is a basula vis-a-vis knas. So that's the case. Right? She was nivala shalokadarka, so she would get knas because she's still a basula, but the kohen gadol is not allowed to marry her, because even if she's nivala shalokadarka, she has a din of ba'ula vis-a-vis the kohen gadol. So that's the case Reb Shimon ben Menasya is coming to exclude with Velosi El Isha. Rabban Chananel, as quoted by the Rishonim, Tosfos, the Ramban, etc., he disagrees. Rabban Chananel says the case is not that she was nivala shalokadarka me'acher, but rather the kohen gadol himself was ma'anesa. The kohen gadol himself was ba'aleh. Rabbi Chananel perhaps was compelled to say this because he felt Rashi was difficult. Rashi was difficult, either because there is one day in Tanaim that holds that if she were Nivala Shalokidarka, she's Taka Muteris to the Kohen. Not only is she considered a Besula vis-a-vis Knas, she's considered a Besula vis-a-vis the Kohen Gadol too. So she is Re'uya L'Kaima. That certainly would lie in the face of Rashi's trap. But secondly, the Lashon Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol sounds like she's a real Be'ula. Not just she's Nivala Shalokidarka. She's a real Be'ula. comes, the Rabbi Nochan Aharon says, she really is a Ba'ula. How is she a Ba'ula? But if she's a Ba'ula, then there's no Chiyuv Knas. No, the answer is she became a Ba'ula in the Bias Ons. The Kohen Gadol was Ma'anes her. Now she's a Ba'ula Mikanu Lahaba for the Kohen Gadol. For the future, she's a Ba'ula because he was Ma'anes her. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh comes to say, since she's Ein Ruli Lakaima in the future, Kohen Gadol's not allowed to marry her. He can't marry Anusas Atzma, Mefutas Atzma. That's why she doesn't get knas. Not because she's a ba'ula, right? She was a basula b'shas, the ones, but now she's a ba'ula for the Kohen Gadol. So she was in the parasha of knas b'shas, the ones, but because she's in a ruyah l'kaimah, since she's a ba'ula, l'kama l'haba, that's why she's not going to get the knas. That's the Rabbi Nochanan Olshin. So Tosfos works very hard to try to figure out why is she taka ena ruuya l'kaima? Is the Kohen Gadol not allowed to marry this woman that he was ma'anes, or is he allowed to marry the woman? So the Gemara in Yavama says l'chatchil he's not allowed to marry her, but v'im nasa nasa, b'di'evet he can marry her. So it sounds a little bit mudna. It sounds a little bit strange. If im nasa nasa, b'di'evet he can marry her, so then why is she ena ruuya? Isn't she ruuya? Comes Tyson and says, you're right, in Nasa Nasa, but because Lechatchila min HaTorah he's not allowed to marry her, that's called Eina Ru'i L'Kaim. Tyson says, pick on the Din Lechatchila. That Din Lechatchila can tell me that she's Eina Ru'i L'Kaim. Forget about him, Nasa Nasa. Forget about him, Nasa Nasa. That's how Tosfos learns. That seems a little strange that Tosfos learns like that. Because the phrase in Nasa Nasui is not really Muska. That's only one sheet in the Amorim. It's Rav Shita. Ravashi disagrees. The Gemara comes along and says, Ravashi holds in Nasa, excuse me, Rav comes and says, Motzi Beget. Take it back. Rav is the one who says, Nasa Nasui is Lav Davka, Motzi Beget. He marries her, but then he has to be Motzi Beget. He's not allowed to stay married to her. So what's Taisus saying in Nasa Nasui? Why didn't Taisus just tell me that because Zumotzi beget, she's Eina Ruuya L'Kaima? That seems to be the simple pshat. That's what the Ramban and the Ritva said. That it's not Im Nasa Nasa. Rav says Zumotzi beget. What does Im Nasa Nasa mean according to Rav? Im Nasa Nasa is in the Braisa. Rav is in Amora. Rav Tanu Poli, but it doesn't sound like he's arguing with the Braisa. Right? So what does Im Nasa Nasa mean according to Rav? The Gemara explains in Nasa Nasa means she'ein mishalim knas b'mefuta. That if it's mefutas atzmo, if the woman agrees to get married, then there's no chiyuv knas. The chiyuv knas for an anusa is immediately b'shas bia, but for a mefuta, it's only if she doesn't want to get married. If she wants to get married, then he doesn't give her knas. So comes Rav and says he does have to be motzi b'get. I am Nasa Nasa. You told me he can get married. No, he can't get married. But if he does get married, then there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to pay knas. That's how Rav interpreted. So, first glance, why did Tosfos say that? Why did Tosfos say that? Should have said, look, Rav holds a motzi beget, and nasa nasi is not to be taken literally. So why did Tosfos pick on the din l'chatchila? He pinned it on the din l'chatchila. So we suggested one of two things. We said, first of all, this din of a motzi beget might only be a din d'rabbanan. It could be minat Torah. There's no chiyuv to be motzi beget. He can stay married to her. We're talking on a level of daraisa, because we're talking about psukim here. That was one answer we gave. The other answer we gave is not everyone agrees to Rav. Ravashi argues. Ravashi holds that im nasa nasa. Why does Ravashi say im nasa nasa? Why doesn't he say motzi beget? Comes the Gemara in Yavamis and says what? Ravashi holds sofo lios b'ula tachtav. If the Kohen Gadol marries a girl, now she's a Ba'ula, but he's allowed to stay married to her, so how does that work? She's a Ba'ula. The answer is so Falil's Ba'ula Tachtav. She was going to be a Ba'ula Tachtav, and he's, of course, allowed to remain married to her. Comes Ravashi and says, even if he's Ma'anis the girl, so Falil's Ba'ula Tachtav. She was going to be a Ba'ula anyway if he had married her properly. So why should we say just because he was Ma'anis her, he can't stay married to her? So Falil's Ba'ula Tachtav anyway. Why does Rav argue? Rav says, Motzi beget, he can't remain married to her. Why? Sofa lios b'ula tachtav. So Rav apparently distinguishes and says it's different. Here he was ba'alea be'isser. If he's ba'alea be'isser, we don't say sofa lios b'ula tachtav. Ravashi says, no, I don't care, be'isser. The fact is, sofa lios b'ula tachtav. So of course he could stay married to her in that Torah. Rav says no. Rav says that it depends whether he's Baal HaBedisa or not. So you could simply say that the reason why Tosfos had to pick on the Din L'Chatchila is because he says, who claims that we paskin like Rav? In fact, the Gemara leaves a bekasha against Rav, so why should we paskin like Rav? Both Eli Rosenberg and Noah Hirshner yesterday pointed out that it's actually pretty muchach to say like this. I looked high and low for an answer to that kasha I couldn't find. They both asked yesterday, Lechora, according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, you can't say like that. You can't say that motzi beget, that really he has to be motzi beget, but the phrase nasa nasi means that ein v'shal knas b'mafuta. Because according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, there's no knas by this be'ula, by this anusa satsmo anyway. There's not going to be, since she's ein ruya l'kaima, for some reason, right, for the din l'chatchila, or you want to say according to Rav, because of the din b'di'evet that motzi beget, so if she's ein ruya l'kaima, there's no knas. So what's this idea? Ein mishan knas b'mefuta, even ba'anusa, he's not going to pay knas. There's no knas. If she's ein ruya l'kaima, there's no knas b'chlal. So it's mistaber that Rav Shimon ben Manasseh can't hold like Rav. So that's really the simple answer for why Tosfos had to come up with the din l'chatchila over here. Because to say that no, b'di'eved, even b'di'eved, he's not allowed to remain married to her. The halacha is like Rav, motzi beget. That's not really true. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh must hold against Rav. He must say that he must explain in Nasa Nasi somehow differently, because the only way the Gemara Yevamos can think of to explain in Nasa Nasi according to Rav is to say, she'im v'shan knas b'mefuta. That doesn't work according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, because according to him, there's no knas b'chlal in this case because she's ain't a ruy l'kaima. Okay. Why does Rashi not learn like the Rabbeinu Chananel? Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be a very mistaken pshat. Right? If she's ain't a ruy l'kaima because of the din l'chatchila that he's not allowed to marry her, or maybe even the din b'di'evit like Rav, why does Rashi not learn like that? So we suggested a number of answers. Okay, we said, first of all, maybe Rashi holds that the din l'chatchila, the yisr l'chatchila for the kohen gadol to marry anusa satsmo, is not min haTorah, it's midrabbanan, like the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos concludes Rabbeinu Tam will appear again. We quoted that some achronim quote the Rabbeinu Tam from a Ksav Yad and Sanhedrin. He says that it's only an yisr d'rabbanan for the kohen gadol to marry anusa satsmo. So if Rashi held like that, then we understand why she can't say she's ain't really l'kaima min haTorah because of the din l'chatchila. It's not an yisr d'raisa l'chatchila. That was one option. We also suggested maybe Rashi would claim that she really is Ru'uya L'Kaima, right? Because it's all a function of the Din B'di'evet. Who cares about the Din L'Chatchila? Even if it's an Issa D'Araisa to marry her L'Chatchila. But if B'di'evet is allowed to stay married to her, Rav Ashi, right? If B'di'evet is allowed to stay married to her, Kasofalios B'ula Tachtov, so maybe Rashi felt she is Ru'uya L'Kaima. We don't look at it as any Ru'uya L'Kaima. But then we suggested a third option. Maybe the real reason that Rashi argues and gives his own case is because Rashi holds that Eina Ruiya L'Kaima is not a function of whether practically the Boel is allowed to marry the girl. The critical moment for Eina Ruiya L'Kaima to define something as Eina Ruiya L'Kaima according to Rashi is not the future. It's not the Shas Nisuin when they're coming to get married. The critical moment is the Shas Bia, the Shas Onis. That's how Rashi learns. And because Rashi learns like that, he couldn't take Rabbeinu Chananel's approach, because it doesn't matter that she'll become a Ba'ula to the Kohen Gadol in the future as a result of this Onis. The fact is, B'Shas Bia, B'Shas Onis, she wasn't a Ba'ula. She was Ru'uya L'Kaima. And Rashi holds Ru'uya L'Kaima is a function of the Shas Onis. As long as she's Ru'uya L'Kaima B'Shas Onis, even if as a result of the Bia, she's now in a Ru'uya L'Kaima in the future, that shouldn't play a role, claims Rashi. So that's why he had to say the case is she was Nivlo Shelo Kedaka Me'acher. That's a case where she was in a Ru'uya L'Kaima when? Even B'Shas Onis. Right? According to those Shitas that Nivlo Shelo Kedaka is a Surah to the Kohen Gadol, then she was in a Ru'uya L'Kaima even B'Shas Onis. That's called in a Ru'uya L'Kaima. That's the case where Shimon ben Manasseh needs to be Mamai from Lo Siyah L'Isha, that if she's in a real camera, she doesn't get Knas. This is what we suggested in Ask Rashi, a third approach. So this idea that Rashi holds that in a real camera is not a function of the Shas Nisuin, but rather the Shas Onis, this really is alluded to by the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes is troubled with a different kasha, Rashi. What does the Shita say? You have a kovetz, look on it. Ikashu leperash Rashi, damar b'ula kfar. Notice, that's the key. B'ula kfar, that's the real distinction between the two Shitas. In fact, the Shita of kovetz is quoting from the Shita Yeshana. Hare b'viyazu shebo alea kohen gadol nasi chalol. V'su ein lo b'havai. What's he saying? What did the Gemara say? Shem b'menasya. If he holds like his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, then ain't kedushin tovsim b'chayvei lavin. So what's the case that he claims is ain't a ru'i l'kaima l'kiniv l'osiyel isha to come to exclude? What do you need that for? Ain't for havaya anyway. So the Gemara says b'ula l'koin gadol. The Frek Hashidah Mekobet says, what are you telling me? B'ula l'koin gadol is the case of ain't ru'i l'kaima that we're coming to exclude. And why do we need v'losiyel isha to exclude b'ula l'koin gadol? Because it's chayvei aseh and it's eino shavah v'akol. It's not chayvei lavin. If it would be chayvei lavin, we wouldn't need the special pasuk because I would know there's no knas anyway. Why? Because ein kedushin tovsin v'chayvei lavin. In fact, the shita ein kedushin tovsin here also because she's chayvei lavin. You think ba'ula l'kohen gadol is only chayvei aseh? It's not true. Every time a kohen or a kohen gadol is boel one of the psulei kahuna, they become a chalala. So here, the woman is going to become a chalol. If the kohen gadol is boel the bu'ula, she's already a bu'ula. So if the kohen gadol is bo'alea, she becomes a chalola. She becomes a chalola. She was asura to him anyway. So you would say, what does it matter? She's asura anyway. I'll tell you what the nafkamina is, says the Shita Mekobetz. Because when she becomes a chalola, now there's isser lav. Right, but who yishav of sulei yikach amanu gushem v'chalala zona es ela lo yikach. It's an iser of lo yikach if she's a chalala. So now you've added a lav. What did you want to tell me? Reb Shimon ben Menasya holds that I need the pasuk v'lo siyel isha to be mamaid b'ula l'kohen gadol because that's a case where kedushin would be tofsin, even though there's an iser bia. So I need v'lo siyel isha to tell me that even though kedushin atovsin, she's still ain't a ru'uya l'kaima, meaning she's still a surah to him, so therefore she's not going to get knas. Frek the shita, kedushin are not tovsin with her. Mitzad the isa v'ula kedushin would have been tovsin, but she becomes a chalala with the bia. So once she becomes a chalala with the bia, now the kohen gadol is also to live with her, not only because of the isa rasei of v'ula, but because of the isa lav of chalala. So kiddushin aren't going to be tofes with her. If kiddushin are not going to be tofes her, the question comes back: what do I need below siyala isha? Isha haru'i l'kaima to exclude her. She's excluded anyway because then kiddushin tofsin ba. That's the shita mekubetz. This is kash. So Bamis is not such a big kash. There are ways of answering the question. Mishle Melech and Hilchas Yisurei Bia suggests that not everyone agrees with all the assumption of the shita mekubetz. What is his assumption? That if the kohen gadol is boel a beula, the woman becomes a chalol, right? If he's born a beula, then the issa chalola is chal. Is that really true? Is that true in all circumstances? Comes the Rambam and says, no, it's not true in all circumstances. When is it true? What's it limited to? If he's bala, how? Derech ishus, right? Derech nisuin. That's what the Rambam says. Hilchas Yisurei Bia. Hilchas Yisurei Bia Paragutes Halacha Dal. Kohen Gadol Shenasa Bogeres Amukaseitz. Lo chilala. The chaynim baal beula below nisuin. Lo chilala. The Rambam says that if he's baal beula without nisuin, derech znus. We talked about derech znus once upon. Derech znus, derech ishus. Right. In terms of lo sischatin bam. Sometimes there are limitations. Sometimes the lav only applies derech ishus and not derech znus. Comes the Rambam and says the iser beula l'kohen gadol is also only derech nisuin. I shouldn't say that. The iser might be even not derech nisuin, but she doesn't become a chalala. She doesn't become a chalala unless it's derech nisuin. Now, where would the Rambam get that from? From the pasuk, right? We saw in the Gemara, daf chapes on the base, lo yikach v'lo yichala. V'hu yishav v'sulei yikach. Amanu gush v'chalala zone es eila lo yikach. Gim besula me'av yikach, yishav v'lo yichala zara ba'ama. V'lo yichala and lo yikach are connected to each other. So, apparently what the Rambam is assuming is that without lo yikach, without a kicha, without an ishus, there's no chilulin. He's not mechalel the woman. Okay? Comes the Mishnah Melech and says, according to the Rambam, the kasha of the Shita Yeshana doesn't begin. What did the Shita Yeshana ask? You think that Bulu Lekoyen Gadol is only Isra say, that's the case where Shimon ben Manasseh needs to exclude from Velosi Ela Isha, because this is a case where Kiddushin not Tofsin, but nevertheless what? She's Anerui Lekoyma. So Frek, the Shita Mekubet says, Ain't Kiddushin Tovsin by her, because even if Mitzad Yisra Bu'ula, Kiddushin would be Tovsin, but she becomes a Chalala with that Bias. So she becomes a Chalala, that's a Lav, it's not just an Asay. If it's a Lav, Rabbi Akiva would say that Ain't Kiddushin Tovsin, but that's the Shita Mekubet, this is Kasha. Comes the Mishnah Melech and says, no, according to the Rambam, there's no Kasha to begin with. Because Bu'ula doesn't make the woman a Chalala, if it's Derech Znus. And he would talk about Derech Znus, Anus Asatzmo. We're talking Derech Znus over here. If we're talking Derech Znus, so then she's not going to become a Chalala with the Bia. She's not going to become a Chalala with the Bia. It's only Nisra Aseh, so everything is Gevaldik. Gemara can stay exactly the way we had it before. But the Shita Yeshana doesn't like that answer. He thinks that she's going to become a Chalala with the Bia, even if it's Derech Znus. So he comes on to a different answer. He suggests a different answer for Rashi. What does the Shita say? Same yesod as we had before. Yeshlomer kevin v'shor shabola havalei begavo havaya afagav l'achar gemar biya imbo havaya chaya b'knas. Comes the Shita and says, according to Rashi, what's the critical moment? Shas onis. Shas biya. She has to be eina ru'uya l'kaima v'shas biya. She has to be ein lo bo havaya b'shas biya. That's the critical moment. That's when Velosi Elisha is kicking in. So if yesh bo havaya b'shas biya, then it doesn't matter that ein bo havaya afterwards. She's viewed, for the purposes of knas, she's viewed as an isha she yesh bo havaya. Because at the moment of biya, the moment of the onus, which is the critical time period, critical point in time, right? She was yesh bo havaya. So if she was yesh bo havaya, so then we only look at her as an isra asay, not an isra lav. It doesn't matter that in the future there's going to be an Issa Lav, says the Shita Mekubet says. According to Rashi, the critical moment is Shas Ones. So if she was Yesh Bahavaya B'Shas Ones, then Kiddushin Tovsin Bo. We consider her Yesh Bahavaya, even if in the future she'll be Ein Bahavaya. So Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol is not Chayvei Lavin. Even though she becomes a Chalala, that's the future. I don't look at the future. I'm in the here and now. I'm B'Shas Ones. If B'Shas Ones, she's Yesh Lo Havaya. So vis-a-vis the Din of Knas, we view her as an Isha Sheyesh B'Havaya. And if not for the special drasha of Elosi El Isha to come to exclude Isha She'ena Ru'i L'Kaima, then Shitaka would get Knas. Okay, that's the Shita Mekubetzes, which just strengthens and emphasizes, it underscores this point in Rashi, that Rashi says the critical moment is Shas Ones, not the Shas Nisu, not a future point in time where they're going to try to get married. We started talking about last time, what is the issue here? Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi seem to be arguing, what is the critical moment? Is it the future time that they're going to try to get married? Are they Ru'il? Is she Ru'il Lekayim in the future? Or do we say she has to be Ru'il Lekayim B'Shas Ones? What's the point of contention between the two of them? So we suggested, we started talking about this, maybe this relates to the question that we addressed a week and a half ago or so, as to what Velosi El Isha really is teaching me. What's the relationship, according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and according to Shimon HaTimoni, what's the relationship between Velosi El Isha and the Chiyuv Knas? First thing you'd say, well, maybe it's a direct relationship. It's practical. Right? Rav Shimon ben Manasseh might hold that you have to have the potential to get married, right, to fulfill Velosi El Isha in order to have a Chiyuv Knas. That's what you could say. But the other way to look at it is that you don't have to necessarily be able to get married in order to have the Chiyuv Knas. No. By saying Velosi El Isha, what the Torah is doing is it's defining the kind of woman for whom there is a Chiyuv Knas. It's part of the definition of the woman who gets Knas. The woman who is Roy for Knas, right? Just like we have other criteria, like Besula Velo Be'ula, like Nara Velo Bogeres, right? The woman is defined in a certain way by the Torah. Besula v'lo be'ula is not a function of whether they can get married in the future. They can get married whether she's a besula. Doesn't matter, but there's no chiyuv knas if at the time of the onus she was a be'ula. I'm not talking about a Kohen Gadol, a regular person. Regular person, there's no Chiyuv Knas for a regular person if he was Boel, a Ba'ula, or it's only if he's Boel Basula. So you see that there are certain criteria that the Torah has that are dinim in the Isha, right? That we define the woman a certain way. The question is, maybe we'll see the Isha the same. It's not that in order to be Chayav Knas, you have to have the potential to fulfill the mitzvah of Velosi El Isha, to have the potential to get married in the future. No, you have to have the potential to get married in the future. Maybe the whole issue is that the Torah is saying Knas is limited to a certain type of woman. If she's in a real kind, there's no Knas for her. Not because you can't marry her in the future, but because there's a limitation in the din of Knas. Right? There's no practical connection, there's a definitional connection, as we see. So we suggested maybe Rav Shimon ben Manasseh really holds like the second approach, that it's a definition of the woman, and that could explain the Rambam, if you recall. What does the Rambam say? That Shnios la'arayos, the Ma'anis is not allowed to marry the Shnia. It's an issa to marry her, but yet we know from the Gemara later on that she does get knas. She's boil a Shnia la'arayos, one of the secondary arayos. There is knas. Midaraisa chazila, the Gemara on the above says. And nevertheless, the Rambam says that it's also to marry her. So I don't understand. If the chi of knas is only shy to a girl that you can marry, mistama, the fact that it's also to marry her means that we take lo sasa very seriously. Lo sasa is a din baraisa, which tells me that even if the isser is only midrabanan, the Torah considers that like an isser daraisa, so to speak. That's how the Rambam learns, right? That's why there's no mitzvah to marry her. So if you tell me that it's also to marry the Shniel Arayos, and there's no mitzvah velosia, the Isha by the Shniel Arayos, so how can she get knas? How can she get knas? How can Rav Shimon ben Manasseh say she gets knas? There's no potential to marry her, so no potential to marry her, so then there shouldn't be a chiyuv knas either. Comes the Yonas Elam and says, no, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh holds that there is no practical connection between getting married and the chiyuv knas. It's a definitional connection between velosia, the Isha, and the chiyuv knas. Right, that we define the woman a certain way. If she's Eina Ru'i L'Kaima, there's no knas. To define the girl as Eina Ru'i L'Kaima, it's not enough that they can't get married. She has to have a certain level of soul, a certain deficiency. And apparently, the Rambam must hold that even if it's also to marry the Shniel Arayos, her status, her deficiency is not high enough because it's not really a Daraisa. Its primary source is not a Daraisa. It's only a Takana Derabanan, so therefore she's not enough of a Psula to say that she's Eina Ru'i L'Kaima. So therefore she's going to be getting knas. Okay. Comes the Yonas Elam and continues. Reb Chanan Wasserman expands, he elaborates a little bit on the Yonas Elam, that's why I asked him to look at the Kodesh Yirmi. They both suggest, you know, Shnei Nevi'im Esnavim B'Siglan Echad. They both suggest that maybe Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi are arguing about this very issue. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Reb Shimon ben Manasseh holds that Velosi Eliisha is directly related, practically related to the Chiyuv Knas. A woman is not going to get Knas unless there's the potential to marry her in the future. If you can't fulfill Velosi Eliisha, then there is no Chiyuv Knas. So what's the critical moment? If that's how Velosi Eliisha is to be defined. That Velosi Eliisha means you have to practically be able to marry the woman. The mitzvah to marry the woman must exist in order for there to be a Chiyuv Knas. What's the critical moment? Shas Nisu, in the time when you're thinking of marrying her. If you can marry her in the future, then she's Ru'i L'Kaima. If you can't marry her in the future, she's not Ru'i L'Kaima. It doesn't matter whether she was Ru'i L'Kaima B'Shas Bia. If she's Anusas Atzmo, right, the Kohen Gadol was the first one to be Ba'aleh, so she was Ru'i L'Kaima B'Shas Bia, but who cares? Rabbi Chananel holds the critical moment is the Shas Nisuin. Can you marry her in the future? If you can marry her in the future, you can fulfill Velosi Eliisha, so then she will be Zocha in the Knas. Rabbi Chananel had to say, right, he gives you a case where in the future the Kohen Gadol can't marry her. And because in the future the Kohen Gadol can't marry her, even if at the Shas Ones he was able to marry her, that doesn't matter. The fact that in the future he can't marry Anusas Atzmo, that's enough to say that she's Eina Ru'i L'Kaima. That's why Reb Shimon ben Manasseh will need the Pasuk Velosi Eliisha to teach me that she doesn't get Knas. But Rashi argues. Rashi's like the Rambam. Rashi holds what? Rashi says that there is no practical connection between Velosi Eliisha and Knas. Rashi holds that it's all definitional. The Torah is defining the type of woman for which there's a for whom there's a chiyuv nas. Would you say when it comes to besula v'lo ba'ula that we look at the future? Of course we look at the shas onus for besula v'lo ba'ula. Because by definition, after the bia, after the shas onus, she's a ba'ula. So if there's no chiyuv nas by a ba'ula, and we look after the shas onus, then no one would ever have a chiyuv nas. It's ridiculous. So clearly when it comes to define the kind of woman for whom there's going to be a chiyuv nas, we look at the shas onus. That's what we're looking at. So that's true for besula v'lo ba'ula. It's true for nara v'lo bogeres. Comes Rashi and says it's true for isha haru'i l'kaima as well. Why do we look to the future and say, well, can they get married or not? If they can't get married in the future, then she's ain haru'i l'kaima. No, she has to be ain haru'i l'kaima b'shas bia. If she's ru'i l'kaima b'shas bia, then she shayach the knas. So comes Rashi and says, you want to learn, Rabbi Nachmanel, that ba'ula l'kohen gadol is what anusas atzma? That can't be, says Rashi. Because if she's anusas atzma, that means b'shas bia, the kohen gadol could have married her beheta, then she's ru'i l'kaima. I don't care about the future. I'm not living in the future. I'm living now. B'shas ones, says Rashi. Because I'm living now, b'shas ones, it all depends on whether she's ru'i l'kaima or b'shas ones. Is she ru'i l'kaima? Of course. If the kohen gadol married her k'dasu k'din, then he'd be allowed to stay married to her. Comes Rashi and says, that can't be the case over here. That's not ain'a ru'i l'kaima. That's ru'i l'kaima. Because b'shas ones, she was ru'i l'kaima. The only case that we can think of, ba'ula l'kohen gadol, that's going to be ain'a ru'i l'kaima, that's if she was nivela shel kedaka me'acher. Then she was ain'a ru'i l'kaima to the kohen gadol from the beginning, from the get-go, from the shas ones. She was ain'a ru'i l'kaima from the get-go. So then she'll talk to be defined as ain'a ru'i l'kaima, and then we understand why Rav Shimon ben Menasya needs a pasuk to be reminded her from k'nas. Okay. Questions? Questions? Okay. We mentioned the Shita Mekubetzes as Kashin against Rashi. Right? Shita Mekubetzes had a Kashin. What was this Kashin? Why do you assume Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol is only going to be an Isser Aseh? It's really Chayav Lavan because she becomes a Chalola through the Bia. Right? That was a Shita's Kashin. Now, that was really only a Kashin against Rashi. Right? Because Rashi assumes that Rashi assumes that she was nivela shelo kedarka me'acher, so she's already asur to the kohen gadol. So because she's already asur to the kohen gadol at the time of the onus, the bias onus is going to make her a chalola, right? Rabbi Chananel at first glance wouldn't have a kasha against him. There's no possibility she's a chalola because he learns that she was mutaris to the kohen gadol b'shas bia. Does everyone get that point? Rabbi Chananel and Rashi are arguing whether the woman was taka muteres to the kohen gadol b'shas bia or not. Rabbi Chananel assumed she was muteres. Sanusas atzmo. He could have married her, beheta, but he was mezana with her. Right? He was ma'anisir. He was mefata. Right? Rashi learns that she was asura to the kohen gadol b'shas ona. She was nivela shelo kedarka me'acher. So now she's a ba'ula vis-a-vis the kohen gadol. So the shita's kasha was great according to Rashi. Since the shas ones, the bias ones, was a bias iser for the kohen gadol, according to Rashi, so the stomach of the kohen gadol makes her into a chalala, asks the Shita Mekubetzes, says, why should you say ba'ula kohen gadol is only an iser asay? It's chayav lavan. En kiddushin tovsim, chayav lavan. What do I need velosi ala isha to come and exclude this woman? That was the shita's kasha on Rashi. But that's because Rashi assumes that this ba'ula was asura to the kohen gadol b'shas ones. Does everyone understand that? Rabbi Chananel doesn't assume like that. He assumes that she was muteris to the kohen gadol. She's only asura in the future. They can't get married in the future. The Shita Mekubetzes and the Rashba has a similar kashin. The Rashba is a little bit of an easier read. That's why I gave it to you. But the Shita actually in the previous Dibur Maskil has the same kashin as the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? Even Rabbi Chananel seems difficult. Right? You can ask the kasha according to Rabbi Chananel too. You'll tell me Rabbi Chananel holds that the Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol Anusas Atzma, Ba'ulas Atzma was muteris to the Kohen Gadol B'shas Bia. She's not a Chalala. She's only an Isser Asay. There was no problem here. There was no problem here at all. Comes the Rashba and says, no. She did become a Chalala with the Bias Onus. Rabbi Chananel should agree that she becomes a Chalala with the Bias Onus. Why? Because Chazal always say there are two parts to bia. The Gemara Yevama says that there's what we call Harah, which is Tchilas bia, and then there's Gemara bia. There are different stages to the bia. There's Tchilas bia, what Chazal call Ha'arah, right? As Mekora Ha'arah. And then there's Gemara bia. Right? The Gemara Yevama defines Harah as Hachnasa Satara. A tchilas bia, if you will. But then there's a gemar bia. So, hara is considered a bia in Kala Torah Kula. The Gemara in Yevamos, at the beginning of the sixth parak, has a drasha to explain that hara is kibia. Echad hama'arav, echad agomer kona. It's talking about Yevamos, right? So for the Yavam to be kona the Yavama, he's kona her bebiya. Normally we assume that a person can be makadosh a woman because of shtar ubiya, but the Yavam is only kona minatora bebiya. Right? Chazal, Chachamim later were misakin that you really shouldn't start the relationship with biya. You should do what they call mimer. Mimer means speaking. You should talk to each other first. They should do either kesef or shtar first. Have a kedushin before him. But the din d'oraisa is that he's kona bebiya. So comes the Mishnah and says, and after Gimel Amibayz in Masechta Yevamos, Echad Hama'ara ve'Echad Agomer Kana. Echad Hama'ara ve'Echad Agomer. Hara is the same as a Gemara Bi'ir. The same as it has a din of a Bi'ir. It can be Kana. Even though it's only a partial Bi'ir, comes the Mishnah and says, no. It functions in the same way as a Bi'ir. So Frekta Rashbam, and the Shita Mekubat says, Rabbi Nachananel might say that Ba'ula the Kohen Gadol is talking about a case where the girl was muteres to the Kohen Gadol b'shas bia, but she still becomes a chalala b'shas bia, b'shas the bia sonis. She becomes a chalala b'gmar bia because she was neseres to the Kohen Gadol b'hara. Hara is also bia. So why don't we break down the bia into parts? Let's say that b'shas tchilas bia, she becomes a sir to the Kohen Gadol. She's a ba'ula. She becomes a ba'ula. Right? It's anusa satsma. Again, if he married her and he did kedushin, so then he's allowed to live with her and they can live with her la'olam void. But if he did it be'isser, so now she's a bu'ula, so she becomes asura to him. If she becomes asura to him behara, so then she should become a chalala b'gmar bia. So don't just ask on Rashi. Rabbi Nachman is also shver. Why do you tell me bu'ula l'kohen gadol is only in isser asay? Rabbi Akiva will claim that kedushin atosim, but the Kedushin HaTosim Ba, then we need the possible Osiya Le'isha to exclude her because she's Ein HaRu'uya L'Kayim Ba. Not just because Ein Kedushin HaTosim Ba, because really Kedushin HaTosim Ba, she's only an Isser Asay. She's a lighter Isser. So I need Velosiya Le'isha to exclude her because she's Ein HaRu'uya L'Kayim Ba. No, she's Chayv Elavin. She's not an Isser Asay, she's Chayv Elavin because she becomes a Chalola in the Bia. But that's for the future. No, it's the here and now, Frek the Rashba. Everyone admits Hara is a Bia. If Hara is a Bia, then she becomes a Chalala B'gmar Bia. She becomes a Asura to the Kohen Gadol B'Hara, and then she becomes a Chalala B'gmar Bia. So if she becomes a Chalala B'gmar Bia, then she should be Chayv Elavin for the Kohen Gadol. So why do you tell me that we need Osiya L'Isha to exclude Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol? She's Ein HaRu'uya L'Kayim Ba. But just because of the rule of Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'Chayv Elavin, I wouldn't have known because Ba'ula is only Yisra Asay. No, she's Chayv Elavin. She became a Chalola B'Gmar Bia. Benny? Shigas Eva, what? These are just different shitas in what hara is. I'm just giving you the simple shot, right? But it doesn't matter what the hara is. The fact is, hara, at some point in time, there's a stage in the bia that's before the gemar bia that should be considered a bia. So if that should be considered a bia, why shouldn't she become a surah to the Kohen Gadol at that point in time, and then she'll become a halal, a gemar bia? Because there's a second bia. It's almost like you can break the bia down into two parts, and there are two bias here. So with the first bia, not the first bia. The beginning of the bia, she becomes asura to the Kohen Gadol. She's now a ba'ula. So now that the Kohen Gadol continues the bia, he's not poresh, he doesn't stop, then she should become a chalala b'gmar bia. So the question comes back. You thought the gash was only on Rashi, because Rashi holds that she was Asura from the get-go to the Kohen Gadol. Ba'ula l'Kohen Gadol, according to Rashi, she's talking about Nivela Shlo, Kedaka Me'acher, so she was Asura to the Kohen Gadol, B'shas Ones. He said, oh, according to Rashi, it's not only an Isra, say, it's even what? Chave Lavin, because she becomes a Chalala, B'shas Bia, B'shas Ones. So said the Shidon Chabad, says, you're right, she is a Chalala. So you think that she's Chayve Lavin, she's Ein Bahavaya. Comes the Shita and says, no, but according to Rashi, that's not an issue, because Rashi is talking about the Shas Onis. Right? So as long as she was Yesh Bahavaya B'Shas Onis, then we call her an Isha Sheyesh Bahavaya. That's what the Shita said according to Rashi. Frank the Rashba, Rabbi Nachmanel is not sitting pretty here. He's no better. He might hold that Be'ula the Kohen Gadol is talking about a case where she's muteris to the Kohen Gadol. It's only Anus Asatzmo. But she's only muteris to the Kohen Gadol until when? Until after Harah. Because once there's Harah, she's Asura. Because Harah is like a Bia. So once Harah has been done, it's like she's a Be'ula. So she's a Be'ula, then she should become a Chalala B'Gemar Bia, asked the Rashba. So the question comes back. Forget about the future. I don't even need to look at the future. According to everyone, Rabbi Nachmanel and Rashi, let's look at the here and now. Let's look at the Shas Onis. She becomes a Chalala B'Shas Onis because she's a Surah to the Kohen Gadol B'Hara B'Tchilas Bia. So now she's a Chalala. She becomes a Chalala to the Gemara Bia because it's as if he had a second Bia. That's the Rashba's Kash. What does the Rashba answer? What does he say? Let's turn to the Rashba if you have a Kovitz. Bim Tomer Bevi Rishon Anami Michi Hera Bo Itzera Alei Daso Beula Ubegmar Bia Neschala Ve'en Lo Bo Havaya L'Rev Akiva. Yesh Metartzim says the Rashba D'choda Bia Lo Palginam Bo Shetayasa Bo Shnei Yisrael. We can't split up a Bia into two parts. That's what he says. We can talk about the woman becoming a Chalala through the Bia, right? If she's Asura to the Kohen Gadol in this Bia, if she was Nivela Shlo Kedarka Me'acher, so she's already Asura to the Kohen Gadol in this Bia, so she could become a Chalala through this Bia. One Bia, one Issa being Chal. But to say that she becomes Asura to the Kohen Gadol in the Harah, because of the Harah, and now she becomes a Chalala in the Gemara Bia, no. The Rashba says, Chada Bia Lecharti Lo Mefalgin. We can't split up a Bia into two parts and say that one Bia is really two Bias. That we're not going to say. You can say Hara'a is like a Bia, but not that there are two Bias in one. There's Hara'a and Gemar Bia, and they can be two separate Bias. That you can't do. If you can't do that, then we understand that Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol is only in Isra Aseh. You split up the Bia and say, oh no, B'gmar Bia, now that she's Asura to the Kohen Gadol, B'tchilas Bia, B'gmar Bia, she becomes a Chalala. No, you can't split up the Bia into two parts and say there are two Isurim that are Chal. There's an Isur of Be'ula that's Chal with the Hara, and an Isur of Chalala that's Chal B'gmar Bia. You can't split up a Bia into two parts and ask it to Isur. That's what the Rashba suggests. What does he mean? What's he saying? What's the Rashba really saying? The Bukhanan suggests in the Kovit Shiur Mechelik Beis that the Rashba is sharing with us a fundamental yesod about Hara. What does Hara mean? Hara is like a Bia. Echad hama'ara ve'echad hagomer kona. What does that mean? Sounds like Hara is kibia. What does that mean, Hara kibia? What does it mean, Hara kibia? It's an independent Bia. It's a Bia b'fnei atzma, as we would say. Or no, maybe the pshat is Hara is like a Gemar Bia. Meaning, if someone does Hara, someone does a Tchilas Bia, but is Porish, he comes out, he doesn't do a Gemar Bia, so that Hara is like a Gemar Bia. That Hara is like a Gemar Bia, because it's the end of his Bia. Meaning, if you say Hara is Kibia, what that means is, if it's the end of the Bia, then it hasn't been of a Bia. But if you do a Gemar Bia, there can't be two Gemar Bias in one Bia. Right? There's one Gemar Bia. So the whole idea that Echad Ma'ara ve'Echad Hagomer Kana is that Hara can also be a Gemar Bia. If you're Porish after the Hara, can also be a Gemar Bia. If that's the Pshat, then we understand what the Rashba is saying. You can't claim that the Hara and the Gemar Bia are going to create two different Isurim. There can only be one Gemar Bia in the Bia. So if you tell me that the Hara is significant enough that it's going to Aser, So then it's viewed as the Gemara Bia, so we don't take the Gemara Bia seriously. Or to put it differently, you can't consider the Hara a Gemara Bia if he's Gomer Biyaso. Clearly the Gemara Bia is the Gemara Bia. Hara can be considered a Gemara Bia if he's Poresh after the Hara. If he doesn't do a Gemara Bia. If he does a Gemara Bia, then that's the Gemara Bia. The Hara can't turn into the Gemara Bia. It's not that Hara is a Bia. It's a Halacha. Hara is a Bia. It's a Bia Chashuva, and therefore it's a Bia independent of anything else that goes on. No. It's that if there were no Gemara Bia, then the Hara itself is viewed as a Gemara Bia. Because he was Poresh after the Gemara. What does Gemara Bia mean? It means it's the end of the Bia. So if he was Poresh after Hara, then Hara is the Gemara Bia, because that was the end. So maybe that's what the Rajba is saying. That we can't divide a Bia into two parts, because what's Hara? It's not like Hara has its independent Chashivas. Its Chashivas is that it's viewed as a Gemara Bia if there's no Gemara Bia after that. But if there is a Gemara Bia after that, then Hara doesn't count, because all it is a Gemara Bia, because he was Parish afterwards, but he wasn't Parish afterwards, so then Hara is just a Chila for the Gemara later. It's one Gemara Bia. Every Gemara Bia is what creates the Isser, it's what creates the Chalos. So if he was Parish right after Hara, so then that's the Gemara Bia, but if not, then the Hara doesn't count for anything. So that's why we can't say that the Ba'ula becomes Asura to the Kohen Gadol B'hara, and then she becomes a Chalola B'Gemar Bia. That doesn't make any sense, because if you continue the Bia and have the Gemar Bia, so then the Hara is not Kabir. That's basically the answer, right? When is Hara not Kigmar Bia? When is Hara not Kigmar Bia? If you do a Gemar Bia, right? So if you do a Gemar Bia, we can't split the Bia up and say, no, the Hara counts separately. It doesn't count separately, it's a Gemar Bia, but if you do the Gemar Bia, then the Hara is not a Gemar Bia. Early on.
So Har is only a Gemara Bia retroactively?
What?
Har is only a Gemara Bia retroactively?
Right. It's a Gemara Bia. At the moment of Prisha, when he's Poresh, after Hara,
then
it turns out that the Hara was the Gemara Bia, exactly.
So we never actually
judge
it from the Hara itself.
When is the Hara over? It's over at the Shas Prisha. So the moment that he's Poresh, then the Hara becomes the Gemara Bia. Right, then the Hara becomes the Gemara Bia. Okay, this is the answer that the Rashba gives. The Ritva says something similar. The Ritva in Kedushin says something similar, but a little different. A nuance of difference, and the Achronim pick up on this Ritva. What does the Ritva say? Let's see that together in the Pratt. Ritva is actually going on a Gemara in Kiddushin that the Rashba himself quoted. What does that Gemara say? The Gemara in Kiddushin of Ayin Zayin on the base. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Hilkach, Kohen Abba Lachoso, Zona Mashvila, Chalala, Lo Mashvila. Rav Ashi says, Hilkach, what's the Hilkach? Hilkach, therefore what? Look at Rashi. Hoel ben chalola ela me isser kahuna. Since you can only have a chalola from an isser kahuna, there could be a bias isser that doesn't create chalola. It's only if there's a bias isser to a kohen, like a grusha to a kohen hedyot, grusha v'chalutz, grusha v'zona chalola to a kohen hedyot, u'ula l'kohen god, almona to a kohen godol, right? But kohen abol achoso is not an isser kahuna. It's an isser for every isra. She doesn't become a chalala. The woman becomes a chalala if she has a bias issa to a kohen, but not if she's nivala b'issa sta. Right? The same issa would exist with the yisra, then she doesn't become a chalala. She does become a zona, because that was nivala bias psum. Right? Bias issa. If she's nivala bias issa, then she becomes a zona for a kohen, but she doesn't become a chalala. But if he has another beer with her, then she becomes a chalala. Then she becomes a chalala. Because now she had a beer with the coin, a beer as issa to kahuna. So then she becomes a chalala. What's an afkamina? So they're talking about if issa chalal issa, can you be chayiv twice, for zona and for chalala? That's what the Gemara Kedushin is talking about. So comes the Rashi and says, this is a raya to my yisod. Right, it's only chazaru ba'ala. It's only if there's a second bia that she becomes a chalala. Why did the Gemara say no? The tchilas bia b'hara she becomes a zona. The sof bia Gemara Bia, she becomes a Chalala. You see, says the Rashba, we don't break up the Bia to two parts. Okay, this was the Raya that the Rashba gives. The Ritva also brings the same Raya. He says, V'chitema v'amai v'ho b'haro b'alma nase zona. Doesn't she become a zona b'haro? So let her become a Chalala with the first Bia. Why do we say you need a second bia to become a chalala? No, she became a chalala with the Gemara bia because she already was asur b'hara. That's a bia. Dr. Ritva, halokash lefumai the kasiv the perak kama. Based on what I write, he says in the first parak, yichi amina the hara shma bia umechayev kishapirish v'lo gomar biyasa. Says the Ritva, the only time hara is going to be chayev is if he's poresh and he wasn't gomar the bia. To Ad Khan, the Ritva is saying mamish the same as Rashba. That the only time Hara is considered a Bia is if there's no Gemar Bia, if he's Porish right after Hara. But he adds something that's very different than Rashba. Habu Kesher Gemar Bia, so Daito Al Gemar Bia, Hilkov Be Gemar Bia Hav Yazana. But if he's Gemar Bia, so then Daito Al Gemar Bia means Das is on the Gemar Bia, and therefore what? And therefore she becomes a Zona with Gemar Bia. Because Das is on the Gemar Bia if he's Gomer, so she can only become a Zona with Gemar Bia. What do you mean that for? Why don't you just say, we're not going to be mechalek chod bia latarti? Can't split up one bia into two parts. He's gomer bia also, so then the hara is not the gemar bia. So it's one bia, not two parts. That's not what the Ritva said. He says, if he's gomer bia also, daito al gemar bia. His das is on gemar bia. And that's why the hara is not considered an independent bia. What did he need daito al gemar bia for? The Achronim Erekasha, just one second, Yachal. The Achronim Erekasha, what does Das play a role over here, Bechla? We're talking about Bias Nus. Right? What does Das play a role? Bishloma, vis a vis the Gemara in Kiddushin that the Ritva quotes, the Gemara in Daf Yud, there it's talking about someone who's Makadish and Isha Bibia. When is he coming? Is he Kona her Bechilas Bia, Kona her Besov Bia? We'll get to the Gemara in a few moments. So when you talk about Kiddushin is a Kinyan. So there you can discuss kinyonim. Kinyonim, das, right? We know a kinyon is composed of two parts. There's a maisa kinyon, there's das kinyon. You do an act in order to acquire someone or something, and there's a requirement to also have knowledge, to have an appreciation, to have awareness that you're acquiring the item. If you don't realize what you're doing, you do a maisa, but you don't realize that it's a maisa kinyon, it doesn't work. So you need das. So Bishlama, when it comes to kiddushin, I understand a kolabol, daito al gemar bia. That's an important point. Because since Daito al Gemar Bia, the Kenyan is only going to be Chal Gemar Bia. But the Gemar Kedushin Alayi in Zion is talking about Bia's Nus. When does she become a Zona? Why do I care about Das over there? This is the kasha that some of the Achronim ask also. Not only do we not understand why the Ritva needed it, but how does it even work over here? What's the concept of Das? Yaakov Schreier, you had something you wanted to say?
Maybe just a suggestion. Like, it's the same idea as the Rashford just built on it. Instead of going back to the Hara and seeing if he went further from Arbiya, it's just about what he intended the Hara to be. So there's this slightly different nuance, and he says, technically speaking, if he had Das of Hara for that to be his Arbiya, and he continued, maybe there could be two. But Rashi was saying that if he does only one, then it's clear, maybe he's saying something like that, it's clear that it's Das for that to be the Gemara Bia.
Das for the Hara? What does it mean, Das for Hara? He's doing a Bias Nus. What does that have to do with Das? Das means I have Das for something. To be Kone? When it comes to the context of Kinyan, then I understand the importance of Das. But here we're talking about a Bias Nus, so why does Das play a role? Shmuel?
But since he doesn't have the Das to be Kone, therefore is a Bias Nus.
Well, forget about Kone. There's no Kinyan over here in Kiddushin Ayin Zayin.
No, that's the point.
What are you
the
saying? Since he doesn't have Das, yeah?
Since he doesn't have Das, therefore it's considered a Bias Nus. If he had the correct Das, then it would be a Kiddushin.
No, he doesn't have in mind for the Kiddushin. Daf Ayin Zayin, we're not talking about a Kiddushin. You can't marry your sister. We're not talking about a Kiddushin, we're talking about Bias Nus anyway. The question is, what's his status? Does he become a Zon? Does he become a Chalola? What's his status? Kiveger in a tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Reish Chav Beis, he suggests that the Ritva has a totally different understanding of what Harua, of how Harua is a Bia. The Ritva meant to say that Harua mitzad asma is a weak type of Bia. It's not that it's a Bia because it's the Gemar Bia. No. It could have a status of a Bia, an independent status of Bia, but the problem is Harua by itself, why is it a Bia? Chila is a Bia, why should it be considered a Bia? It's only a bia grua. It's a weak type of bia. What gives hara its status of bia? Help me. What gives hara its status of bia? Das. How does das give it a status of bia? Das is an issue with kinyanim. Why should it give it a status of bia? The concept that we find sometimes that's called achshave. When a person considers something chashuv, even if without his das, we wouldn't consider it chashuv, the person can make this item chashuv. He can make it into a davar chashuv. The Ritva is saying the same is true when it comes to bia. If he does a hara, if he is poresh after the hara, so then he shows that the hara is a davar chashuv for him. It's not that the hara is a bia because now since he's poresh, it becomes a gemar bia. No, that's not the issue. The issue is that without him being poresh, it shows that he's not machshiv the hara itself. The hara, he continued the bia. The hara itself is not a davar chashuv to him. It's the gemar bia that's chashuv to him. When he's poresh, so that's megala, that the hara itself is a davar chashuv for him. And because it's chashuv, that's why it has a din of bia. That's what Ritva is saying. He knows that we're not talking about kinyanim and dafayin zayin and kiddush. We're talking about znus. But the question is, why is hara not considered a bia if he continues through to the gemar bia? The answer is because you can't say achshave then. Achshave only applies if he's poresh, because then that shows that he did a hara, but he was poresh, so now he considers hara to be a davar chashuv. But if he continued the bia, it's clear that he doesn't consider hara to be a davar chashuv. That's why he wanted more. That's why he continued with the gemar bia. That's what the Ritva is saying. It's similar to the Rashba in the sense that both of them agree that hara can't be considered an independent bia if he's poresh, but for two very different reasons. According to the Rashba, it seems like it's a halacha that one maisa can't be broken down into two parts, because hara is not more than a gemar bia. So if you continue to the gemar bia, you can have two gemar bias in one. The Ritva is saying that hara can't be considered a bia unless it's a bia chashuva. If you continue to the gemar bia, that's megala that the hara is not a davar chashuv for him. It's only a hecha timtza. It's a hechsher. It's a hecha timtza to get to the next stage. So if the hara is not a davar chashuv for him, so then he can't be chayiv, or you can't create any shame isser through the hara, because it's not a davar chashuv. Here.
So, according to the Ritva, how could we ever have a havmina that one full bia would be split up into two different parts?
The havmina is not like this. According to the Ritva, the maskana that you can't split the bia into two parts, what the Gemara and Kedushin is telling me is good for this, that the hara is not an independent bia. The havmina was that hara is an independent bia. Maskana is, no, it's not independent, it's that it has its own chashivas if you're poresh afterwards. That the person is not poresh, hara itself is not a bia. It's not a bia chashuva. It's only if achshave, only if the person considers it a chashuva. If he doesn't consider it a chashuva, then it's not going to be considered a bia. Just one second. Where does the Ritva get this idea from? So he tells us it's the Gemara and Kedushin on the Avyud. You look carefully at that Gemara and Kedushin on the Avyud, it's clear that the Ritva had a very creative reading of that Gemara. I'm not even sure that this is correct. It's a very, very creative reading. Let's look at that Gemara just briefly if you have a Gemara and Kedushin. With this we'll close. What does the Gemara and Kedushin ask? Ibayelahu. Chilas viyakona osov viyakona. Someone wants to be a Kaddish, a girl, bevia. We don't do that anymore. Gemara says, Rav Mangin Amand the Makadish Rabia, we give Malkus to people who do, we don't give Marcus Mardis anymore, but it's not a nice thing. We're Makadish actually only Bekesef, we don't even do Kiddush Eshtar either. Ksuba is not Kiddush Eshtar. People make that mistake. They think, oh, the Ksuba is doing Kesef Kiddush and Shtar Kiddush. No, the Ksuba is not Shtar Kiddush. The Ksuba is a different Chiyuv. He has to pay a Ksuba. There has to be a ksuba, which in the event of death or divorce, the woman is going to get money. That's a different concept. It could be daraisa, it could be rabbana, but that's a different thing. So says the Gemara, let's say he wants to be mekadesh b'bia, minat chara. So is he kona b'tchilas b'ya or so b'ya? So the question is, who cares? Like, he's kona b'bia. So the Gemara says, no, nafkamina, two nafkamina. Not just one nafkamina, two nafkamina. Nafkamina kigon sheheraba uparshta yata v'kibla kiddush me'achar. Let's say he did ara, and in the middle there, she was mekabel kiddushin from someone else. Not the normal case, I will admit, but okay. Right? So if the hara is kona, So then she's not going to be mekudeshes to the second person. She needs a get from the first guy. If Hara is not kona, then she can be mekudeshes to the second person. Nami lekoin gadol dekakoni besula bebiya. The other nafkamina is, let's say koin gadol. Oh, that's our sugya. Koin gadol is mekadesha besula bebiya. Is he allowed to do it? What's a shayla? What's a shayla of the Gemara? So presumably the shayla of the Gemara is that if we say tchilas biya kona, so then he'd be allowed to be mekadesha bebiya. Because she's not a ba'ula until she's married. Tchilas biya kona, so he already married her b'shas tchilas biya. So now he's allowed to stay married to her. But if so be a kona, the havmi of the Gemara is that the kohen gadol would not be able to be mekadesh the girl b'bia, because she becomes a ba'ula b'tchilas bia. Right? She becomes a ba'ula b'tchilas bia with the hara. Right? Because he wasn't kona her yet. She becomes a ba'ula b'tchilas bia. Now he's marrying a ba'ula. She's ba'ula the kohen gadol. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. That if tchilas bia kona, everything's great. If so be a kona, it's not great. Because she becomes a ba'ula b'hara anyway, even if she's not mekudeshes to him. What's the maskana of the Gemara? My. What's the answer of the Gemara? So Pashup Shad in the Gemara is Kolabol Daito Al Gemara Bia. The Das is on Gemara Bia. When is the Kenyan? Kenyan is B'Gemara Bia. So if you were to ask me what's Pshat in the Gemara, Gemara seems to be saying, Nafkamina, since Kolabol Daito Al Gemara Bia, the Pashta Yoda V'Kibla Kedushin Me'acher, it works. Meaning if she's miskadeshes to someone else between Hara and Gemar Bia, she'll be miskadeshes to the other guy, not to the Gomer Bia. And how about the Kohen Gadol? Sounds like if Kolabol Daito Al Gemar Bia, so then he's got a problem. It's awesome. Right? It should be awesome. Right? It should be awesome. Why should it be awesome? Because she's a Ba'ula Bahara. But just one second. According to the Ritva, she's not a Ba'ula Bahara. Frankly, even according to the Rosh Hashanah, she's not a Ba'ula Bahara. Because don't we say that the Hara is not significant if there's a Gemar Bia? How do you know this Gemar at all, according to either one of them? It's Mamash a Pella. It's a Pella. Pella. Does everyone get the Kasha? The Gemara seems to be saying that Hara should be considered a Bia, even if there is a Gemar Bia, called a Ba'ul Daito a Gemar Bia, but she's going to be a Ba'ula already, Mishas Hara, and that's going to be the problem for the Kohen Gadol. It's a Pella. So you could say it's a Machlokas HaSugis, Machlokas between Kedushin and Zayin, because there it says you need another Bia to make her a Chalala, and Daf Yud, that's what the Rashba could say, Machlokas HaSugis, I don't know. According to the Ritva, you can't say that because he puts Daf Yud with Daf Ayin Zayin. He says it all together. What's going on according to the Ritva? I don't know. I looked high and low for an answer to this question. I couldn't find the answer. I think the only answer according to the Ritva is to say the following. That the maskon of the Gemara is not that we're just trying to figure out which is Kona. It's Tchilas Bia Kona or So Bia Kona. The Gemara reverses itself. The Gemara thought in the beginning, as Aaron Warsaw said, that the Hara should be viewed as an Ichazah Bia. Whether there's a Gemara Bia or not, doesn't matter. The Gemara thought in the beginning, Hara is Kibia, so she becomes a Ba'ula, the Hara, even if there is a Gemara Bia. And that's why it thought that the Nafkamina would be that if he's Kona B'Gemara Bia, then that's going to be awesome, because she's a Ba'ula. The Hara makes her into a Ba'ula, and now he's not allowed to be Mekadesher B'Gemara Bia. The Maskon of the Gemara is what? Kolabol daito al gemar bia. Zok the Ritva, the maskana of the Gemara is that Hara is not an independent bia. It's kolabol daito al gemar bia. The Hara can only be considered a bia if achshave, if he has das for that bia. But since kolabol daito al gemar bia, his das is on the gemar bia. He's only machshiv the gemar bia and not the Hara. So not that it's also for the kohen gadol to marry her the bia if kolabol daito al gemar bia. No. It's mutter for him, because kolabol daito al gemar bia means that the hara is nothing. It's not just that he's kona b'gemar bia, but his whole das is on the gemar bia. So the hara is not a bia chashuva. It comes out that the maskana of the gemara is not just telling me when is he kona. The maskana of the gemara is totally changing what your assumption was. We thought hara is going to be a bia anyway. She's definitely ba'ula through the Hara. The question is, when is the Kohen Gadol Kona? Is he Kona, but Tchilas Bia, so be. Maskon, according to the Rav, might be that the Gemara is changing its svara. Gemara is saying that Harah can only be considered a Bia because of Chashivas, because of his Das. Since his Das is on Gemar Bia, he's not Machshiv the Tchilas Bia. So he's not Machshiv the Tchilas Bia. Is it going to be also for the Kohen Gadol to marry her? To be Makadosh of Gemar Bia? Or is it going to be Mutter? Is it going to be Aser or Mutter? If the Hara'ah is not a Davar Choshev since Daitawa Gemar Bia, it's going to be Mutter. Even though you'd say, but he started the Bia, no, but that's insignificant because there's no Chashivas. I don't know. According to the Rashba, obviously there's some machlokas hasugis over here. And it just doesn't make any sense. The Gemara on Daf Yud in Kiddushin clearly seems to assume Haroah is a Bia, even if you're going with a Bia. And the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Zayin disagrees. So, like, what's going on? According to the Ritva, maybe there's a way to say that the Maskon of the Gemara on Daf Yud is that the only reason Haroah is considered a Bia is because he's Machshiv Haroah, by being Poresh. But if he does the Gemar Bia, his Das is on Gemar Bia, he's only Masha of the Gemar Bia, not the Harah. So if he's only Masha of Gemar Bia, not the Harah, so then it'll be Mutu for the Kohen Gadol to Mekayesh Bia, even though he's Kohenet only the Gemar Bia. But why? Isn't she Ba'ula Mishas Harah? No, because the Harah is not significant if he does the Gemar Bia, because his whole Chashivas is on the Gemar Bia.